You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This will be the greatest 60 minutes in radio today. If you want to call in or text into today's conversation, simply hit us up at 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line at 833-212-1017, where you can call in and text in. You can also watch the streamers live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to my producer, Rhea Riley, holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Hey, y'all.
And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, I told y'all this show is coming. Not today, but tomorrow, I'm going to dig into these Epstein files because the House unanimously voted, or not unanimously, one person voted against it, 437-1. To release the Epstein files, now the Senate put a resolution out to unanimously pass it once it gets there. So the Epstein files will be released, but we're going to talk about that tomorrow. We're going to talk about pedos and all the pedos from Donald Trump to Bill Clinton to Larry Summers to all of the people. Pedophiles. But before we get into the meat and the potatoes of the show, I just had a sandwich. And I'm telling you, I don't know about y'all, but anytime I eat like a sandwich, nice little turkey sandwich, I made my own. I had it my own. I had turkey, had bread, had some lettuce, some cheese. Anytime I eat a sandwich, it feels incomplete without chips. Is that me, or is that just the marketing scheme and marketing ploy that these companies have done? I feel like you can't have a good sandwich without having a good side of chips. Yeah, Rhea, do you ever feel complete or incomplete if you have a sandwich without chips? She had to take the phone call.
I don't really need chips, but also I make fire sandwiches.
Okay. Well,
What do you mean?
Go ahead, take the call. Go. You know, when people say they make fire meals, I'm going to ask you a question. And don't get offended. Go ahead, take the call. I'm going to ask you a question. Come on. And I just want people not to get offended when I ask this question, because I do think a way to a man's heart is through his belly. Let's be real. If my lady couldn't cook a little bit, we've already talked about the frequency of cooking, but if she couldn't cook a little bit, I wouldn't be with her. Because why? Can't nobody listen. You a fool if you're going to talk to somebody or marry somebody who can't cook. What the hell? You going to eat out every damn day? One of my friends on Snappy the Chat, shout out to my boy, he's gotten this new relationship. Every Snapchat is him eating out, and I know that means that she can't cook. And so, though he loves her, she can't cook. So he has to find a way to replace that. And so Rhea said that she can make a fire sandwich. Did a man tell you that?
Oh, I know it's good. Zach actually had one before. He said it was good.
Mmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
I learned from my daddy.
Mmm. So you make a fire sandwich. DJ Brother Z, can you concur that she makes a fire sandwich? Yeah, he just put his hand up, said sure. Yeah, you know what that means. He was being polite. Yeah, I ask again. Has a man who you are, look, now she feels stupid. Now she feels salty.
I don't feel stupid because I know it's fire.
Now
he won't say nothing, but I know.
Now, you know, has a man ever told you, like, damn, girl, that sandwich was good?
Yes, multiple.
Oh, where they go?
What do you mean where they go?
You still with them? You still talk to them?
No, they're not like that. I'm not dating Zachary.
No, I'm talking about in general. I'm just saying. So you ain't never
just
cooked
because I share some food. Mean I gotta date the
you
person.
You never cooked for no man before. I'm cooked for
Why
a lady.
Am I cooking for some man?
What? Huh?
Why am I cooking for a man?
Huh?
Why am I cooking for a man? Can you hear me?
I'm gonna have to turn my headset up. Did you just ask me
why
would you cook for?
What man? Where? Why? I'm cooking for me. Them sandwiches are for me.
I just asked in general how you ever cooked for a man.
My dad.
Come on now, you ain't never cooked for a man ever, ever in your life.
No.
Have you been in a relationship before?
Why are we doing all this?
Well, because I'm just curious now.
No, you know, I have a question. The hell you put on your sandwiches?
Oh, so, you know, I'm a simpleton. I just found out about this new... Well, I didn't find out about it. It was in the house. I think it was in the house from... We had some gathering this summer, I think, at the crib. And I've talked about it extensively. Whenever she plans stuff and buys stuff, I don't even look at how much it costs because all it's going to do is annoy me. And I'm going to be like, what? Why? And there was this thing called Coop's honey mustard. You ever heard of Coop's?
No.
You know, I ain't never heard of Coop's before. But she got Coop's, a partner here on Good Karma Brands. And so Coop's is good. Honey mustard is good. I was surprised.
On a Sammy?
Turkey sandwich. Hell yeah. I think this is like a hickory glazed turkey breast meat that I got from the store.
Okay.
And then I got some Asian. It's Asian sauce, but I got this Asian lettuce.
Is this what you put in your sandwich yesterday?
No, like just 10 minutes ago.
Is it the same one you made yesterday?
Same one all week.
Spring mix lettuce.
Yeah, well, sure. Spring mix lettuce. It got some different mix in there. Threw that on top. And then what happened to the... Oh, yeah, I ate half of it. You throw that on top. I put it in the toaster, too. Got the cheese, the turkey, the bread. I don't put the coops in the lettuce until it gets done out the toaster. It's good. I mean, it ain't like, the best sandwich ever. But it's good. It's just missing some chips. It's so good. I wish I wasn't so cheap or I put more meat on the sandwich, but I got to ration it out because I'm the poor.
The meat?
I'm the poor. This meat needs to last a whole week. I got 5 days of work this week. I made it through Wednesday. Tomorrow I go to Potter Waterby Sportsbook. I'm going to be fed. And then Friday, that's the last day I need the rest of that salad. I made it. I made it through the week where I paid $8 for that meat. I wanted to say something so bad about meat.
Oh, my gosh.
But my question to you is, you said you've never made a sandwich for a man. 833-212-1017. Is there any woman or man here who has never cooked for their significant other and still in a relationship? Because I done cooked for women before.
What, do you want a gold star?
No, I want a gold star, but I think it's crazy, real. Well, come on now. You got so much pride. I ain't cooking for this Negro.
I've cooked with a man. But never cooked for a man.
No, I'll cook for you. There's nothing better than a woman. I'm telling you, ain't nothing better than driving home or coming home to a house that has a meal that's just waiting for you. Like, I'm going to be honest, when my cousin, she's my god sister, like a cousin. She's my god sister. She lived down in Texas. And I think I told this story about how she, you know, when she asked me about, you know, coming over to the crib to see the house for the first time, she said, y'all going to have food. I said, y'all want snacks or y'all want dinner? She said, it don't matter because regardless, I'm going to make sure he, you know, he's fed.
Oh, you're a Nigerian cousin. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
If she ain't Nigerian, he is. I guess he kinfolk too now. He got some big things popping. I need to talk to him.
Is he an African prince?
He is an African prince, actually. Stop it. I wasn't on air when I went to Africa. Africa was crazy. It was wild. It was great. They had big guns. I'm telling you, one day I'll tell that story about when I was in Africa. I felt like a king. I knew how the rich Nigerians are like white people here in America. The way they look at other poor Nigerians Ugh. They have security. They got their own personal security to keep the poor away from them. Dang. They look down upon, I'm telling you, it's like, oh my gosh, the hierarchy is so different. But anyways, just to finalize to get into the show. So to confirm, have you or have you not ever cooked a meal for a man? For a man.
I want to tell you about my sandwich, but no, Kyle, I already answered this.
That's crazy.
Can I tell you what's on my sandwich?
Sure. Tell me what's
right.
on your
sourdough
your,
bread, right?
Okay.
Mayo on the bread. Oh. You got Kobe back.
Oh, what type of mayo? What type of mayo?
Hellman's?
That's decent, but
okay. Talk about honey mustard. You got some provolone, Kobe Jack, pepperoni, salami, turkey.
I almost cussed.
A little bit of roast beef.
Girl, time out. This is you make this sandwich once a year. Ain't nobody buying all that meat just to make a sandwich. Cause that meat gonna go, it's going to expire. It is going to expire. How often do you eat pepperoni, salami, roast beef on one damn sandwich?
I eat it a lot.
You eat it once a month?
I'm making sandwiches for at least like the weekend of the next week or so. It's the sandwich.
So wait a minute. So you buying all that meat? Girl, listen. I'm out of your finances, but I'm gonna tell you this right now. Oh God. That is fiscally irresponsible. If you was in my house, I would say, what? I will open up the fridge and say, why we need salami, why we need pepperoni, why we need roast beef, why we need ham. That's
what
I was saying.
Two meats are for the sandwich. Pepperoni to put on Jack's pizza. Mind you, I had doctor up a Jack's pizza.
Oh, that's your first problem.
What do you mean, Kyle?
Jack's pizza. Listen, I grew up eating Jack's, but then all of a sudden I found out about Palermo's, okay? Locally owned Palermo's brand. Try this. They a partner. You ain't never had them before, have you? Real?
I have them here before. I still like my Jack.
Oh, taste bud. That's how I know your sandwich is right, because your taste bud's out of whack.
Finish, but okay.
Yeah, I know your sandwich ain't good. I know it's not, because you just told me Jack's pizza was better than Palermo.
All right, let me do it with some sandwiches. I'm about to prove it to you. I'll make you one, too.
I don't want your sandwich that got Hellman's mayonnaise on it.
I'm making a meal for a man, huh?
No, you don't need to make... Rhea, the whole point was not make any damn man. That's the problem. You're handing the sandwich out to the wrong man. You need to be trying to savor that and make that... You know, special for a specific man, not just any old boy. Not
a sandwich.
DJ Brothers Z, here's a sandwich. I can tell you the sandwich, I'm sure, is delicious to you. But who puts salami with mayonnaise? Is that what people do?
It's a sandwich. You make it how you want to make it. You put honey mustard on yours?
Hell yeah. On turkey? Hell yeah. And then roast beef, you're supposed to put that golden mustard on it. That golden mustard. You could put mayo with turkey. But mayo don't go with roast beef.
And this is why your sandwich is sucking. You need chips.
You a damn lie. You a damn lie. I'm just saying. Somebody said on the talk, Sir Tron said, she's right. Why would she be cooking for a man? He should be cooking for her. This is 2025. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, see, Sir Tron is older. When Sir Tron was our age, he wasn't talking like that. He wasn't talking. I
buy my sandwich meat for me and
Rhea, if I say so, will you get mad?
Oh, you already here. What's wrong? What now?
Are you looking to get married one day?
I would. Well.
I mean, like, for real, do you want to get married one? Like, would you?
It would be nice.
It would be nice. Well, let me just give you a tip. Listen, let me give you a tip.
Oh my God.
The way to a man's heart is, Rhea, I promise you, when a man is fed and they just full and they just looking at you, and then imagine this. You cook the food, you make his plate, right? He get done eating, y'all have a good conversation. Maybe y'all got a little wine, a little drink, y'all having a good time. He getting tipsy, you getting tipsy, y'all having a good time. And then he get done eating, y'all done laughing. And then at the end, you get up before him and grab his plate and take it away and maybe have a little dessert waiting for him. Girl, stop it. He gonna say, damn.
You know what's even one better?
He gonna say, damn.
You know what's one better? I've had several men do that exact thing, same thing for me.
And where the hell they at now? We're doing it for another woman.
I keep them.
Doing it for another woman.
I still got me a meal. I'm living fine with my sandwiches.
I'm glad that I am taken off the market. Rhea is a wonderful young lady. I'm telling y'all right now, Rhea Riley is wonderful. She's nice. She's smart. She can dance. She's beautiful. She's everything. But, you a Gen Z millennial. You on the border, and it shows. You definitely part of the women, the For Me Roar, all that. Like you, hey, that's our age group. You know, that's the age group. But that For Me Roar, that's why all these, why you think all, for the first time in American, well, I shouldn't say first time, I'm pretty sure it is, women who are in like their upper 30s are having more kids than teens. It's because these women finally realize it's time to settle. Rhea, don't be like that.
Oh my goodness.
You got 5 years before you start
settling. So you didn't see the recent statistic about eggs and
38. What? No, well,
no. It's not. It's not the women. It's the men.
Oh,
you missed this completely, huh?
Listen. My swimmers is, I'm assuming, good. I don't know. What did you hear?
That the woman's biological clock. That's not a thing. That's the men just made it up.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
You no. Listen, Rhea. But the older these women get, the harder it is to get pregnant. What?
There's a whole study that just was released.
These 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old women are fertile and ready to go. You better be careful around them. 38-year-old,
you're
going to find yourself in a damn clinic trying to figure out how we're going to make this work.
I'm so sorry, but didn't Janet Jackson and Meghan Markle have
you
kids
think
above
Janet
the age of
Jackson
40?
Naturally she had a baby?
At 52, well, she got money, but still.
They probably did something with the eggs.
No, Kyle.
They grabbed a little two eggs she had left.
No.
Dusted them old
Mind
ass
you,
eggs off.
You're more fertile
These young,
closer to menopause.
Ass girls, all they got to do is lay down, all of a sudden there's a baby popping out. How many 38-year-olds popping out five babies in 4 years? Meanwhile, you got these 19, 20-year-olds walking around with all these kids. They're fertile. You're not fertile. You're not as fertile. Who? What research are you doing?
I literally will send you the study right now.
Send me this study, because ain't no way.
Go about your life.
And then Josh in Kenosha said, I'd eat Rhea's sandwich every day. Sounds delicious. I don't even know what he was trying to say there. Stacy said on the talking text line, Hellman's is a white person's sauce. I got to go to break. I'll say this. Is that I grew up not liking mayonnaise at all. Like, I did
oh,
not.
Oh, wow.
No,
turn of events.
No, I did not. And then watching the movie, what was that movie where with I can't remember his damn name.
Getting old, huh?
Yeah, it was Eddie Griffin, where he's like a pimp. And he was like, eating the mayonnaise was like disgusting or whatever. And then he became like, I don't know. More the story is. And then they perpetuated that black folks don't like mayonnaise. The older I get, my taste buds evolve. So now I actually enjoy mayonnaise on turkey sandwiches, but not on everything. Hellman's is good. Like when I make chicken salad, and Hellman's is better than the other one. I'll give them that.
Like you gotta like
have some,
Kraft.
You gotta have some. Yeah, if they make some,
it's not great.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But what is this? Who is this on the phone? Al. Oh, I'm Al. Al, let her know. Al, 833-212-1017. Al, let her know why she need to be in that kitchen making a sandwich for a man, because that is the way to a man's heart, is it not, Al?
Well, first of all, you use Duke mayonnaise, the Southern mayonnaise.
I heard of Duke's before. Also, yeah, the Duke's mayo bowl.
And the other thing is, she only make the sandwich if he have earned that. And the other information I wanted to share with you, sometimes it's not the woman's problem with having the kid. Sometimes the man testicles has a deficiency in vitamin C, which means you're shooting blanks and you're not shooting bullets. Mm. So a lot of times that's why she's not getting pregnant, because she can get pregnant by the bow-legged dude with the Air Force Ones with one hit, while some people have been trying for years. And as long as you don't get lazy and let your body go and everything is routine, it will be a happy relationship. And that's why a lot of women step out on their men, because they get too comfortable. Everything's supposed to be spontaneous, adventurous, not routine. Routine is very boring. And if it's boring, the food going to get worse. Neither. The food going to get bad, because she ain't going to want to be there because you done got lazy. Keep it spontaneous. Have a great day.
Keep it spontaneous. Thank you, Al. I appreciate that. 833-212-1017. I guess Rhea, a lot of people are team Rhea here.
I didn't realize,
I guess I'm just so misogynistic. My goodness.
Really?
Gosh. Rhea bragged about having a man make her sandwich. But ain't nobody coming at Rhea. It's, the man is talking about eating the sandwich, making a woman in the kitchen. Oh, my gosh. I tell you. Y'all want equality until y'all don't want equality. But 833-212-1017, Josh and Kenosha, what are your thoughts on, I guess, mayonnaise, making sandwiches, cooking?
Yeah, Kyle, mayonnaise on sandwiches is pretty good. I do like the honey mustard as well. But stacking meats is great. I do roast beef, turkey, pepperoni. I would even add bacon on it. My cheese combo is pepper jack and cheddar.
Bacon is good.
Rhea's sandwich does sound delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, well,
I would eat that all day. And also, what's wrong with the man cooking for a woman?
A minute,
I mean,
Josh,
it's a basic life skill.
Josh, I didn't hear what you just said. Josh is nasty. We got kids listening.
What? She's got roast beef, turkey.
Josh, I'm going to talk to you. I'll talk to you 2 to 5. Wait till I tell everybody what you said. That was crazy. The way he said, he paused. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord Jesus. Oh, y'all, I mean, y'all can clip it. I mean, I don't know. That was just too far for me. I literally threw my headset off. I'm about to talk about these kids. So I'm going to just wrap up these talks. Somebody said here on the talking text, only if Kyle's theory was true, but me and my ex-wife had a baby 6 years ago and we 43. I'm going to be the, I didn't say you can't. I just said these youngins.
20-year-olds are fertile.
They are more fertile. I'm just saying, I'm going to be in the same boat. I'm 35. I won't be 36 until I have kids, Lord willing. That's what I mean. I'm going to be in the same boat. And on the YouTube, what is people talking about on the YouTube? Make sure y'all go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube and give a like and a share. Should a man cook to get to, should a woman cook to get to a man's heart? Something like that should be a poll. Somebody said, Kathleen, or no, it's me, SC, said, if your sandwich does not have oregano or Italian seasoning on it, you are not winning. I feel you. I feel you. LaRon Taylor said, I cook for women and they cook for me, as it should be, as it should be. That one guy said, my wife cooks and makes me coffee for me. Good wife. Good wife. Kathleen Laperio said, La Piparo. Is that, you hear that?
A what?
Kathleen LaPaparo says on YouTube, Rhea does what she does. Sit down and cool off. You are lucky to have a girlfriend and you are overconfident. Your is supposed to be you are. So Ooh. You need to have an apostrophe. You know, you need to put that in there, Miss Kathleen. Get since him. I'm so damn overconfident. At least I know how to edit or know how to spell.
Oh my gosh, you know how to spell.
I'm just messing with her. I'm just kidding. And then Kathleen also said Team Rhea. That must be somebody who yo people is. And that one guy says, I'm Team Kyle. Yeah, he a happily married man. And I'll be one day too. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls on the other side, Truth Nation. We're gonna transition into a more important conversation other than Rhea not cooking for her men's. But there is a conversation that people have been talking about with the schools here in Milwaukee. Carmen Northwest, and there's a lot of controversy, and I want to cover it coming up next. Keep it locked. You're listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. And we got to talk about MPS looking to make 500 kids schoolless next year.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 the Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Steinhoffel's Black Friday mattress sale is happening now. Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's mattress leader. Right now, you'll find incredible Black Friday deals on all the best brands, plus 60-month 0% financing. Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic sets, $900 on Beautyrest, and even $900 on certified organic avocado sets, available exclusively at Steinhoffel's. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to upgrade your sleep, well, now is the time. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. That is steinhoffels.com. Or in store. I love going in store because you can see all the great furniture and lay on the mattresses. It's a good time. That's how we found our mattress. So shout out to Steinhoffel's. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking and Text Line. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. The movie I was talking about with Eddie Griffin was Undercover Brother. You might be a little bit too young for that one. I think it came out like 01.
For
Undercover Brother, the movie.
No, I know what that is.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was a kid when it came out. You're a little bit behind me. So, but appreciate all the fun conversation. But I do want to talk about some controversy because I received emails from multiple people and people coming up to me and asked me about this, and I kind of was just like, I'm sure they'll get it figured out. I initially heard about this controversy with Carmen Northwest in Milwaukee Public Schools last week, and I didn't think too much of it, but then when people started emailing me even more and coming up to me, I said, well, maybe I should dig a little bit more into this. Now, I do have a personal experience working with Carmen schools in the past, and I can legitimately vouch for, you know, how great they are as a public charter school option for our kids. I will definitely vouch for them. I've been in the school. I know folks who work at the school in the college and career center that they have there, and I understand that they do a really good job helping kids. And I'm a firm believer that if a student has to apply to a school, as they do with these Carmen schools, if a student has to apply to get into the school, they're already showing that they have a care for their education. Now, when you add in that these schools don't provide busing for the schools, that means parents have to drop these kids off And you know the level of commitment it takes to be able to drop a kid off every single day. And that is family buy-in for the child's education. So Carmen is already a leg up than a lot of MPS schools because they're choosing to put their kids in the school that they have to apply to get into. Now, as of late, Carmen has been doing a really huge media push because they're encouraging MPS to renew their lease for the building. But also, in addition to that, they want them to keep Carmen Northwest under their charter agreement on Carmen Northwest with MPS. MPS is the authorizer of the charter agreement for Carmen Northwest, Carmen South, and Carmen Southeast. But there's some things that are happening that are changing, which is now leading to MPS looking to potentially drop Carmen Northwest from being a school that they authorized a charter for. Now, to me, if they do not do that, I think it'll be have drastic a negative drastic impact on our community. Carmen Northwest serves over 500 students. It has 60 different teachers as well. And if MPS decides that they do not want to renew the lease, if MPS says they do not want to reauthorize the charter for Carmen Northwest, that would mean that these students and these teachers no longer have a school. And what's interesting about this is that Superintendent Brenda Caselius was just doing the Truth Summit on Saturday, where she was talking about and bragging about the great work that was going on at Carmen schools. So that's why I was very confused why this is happening. If you're like me, you're wondering why would MPS do this? Why would MPS not reauthorize this charter school? And Truth Nation, the simple answer is this. Petty adults getting in the way of successful students. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. There's a story from CBS 58 that breaks down everything you need to know about why we're in the position and what this could potentially be or how this can potentially negatively impact our students here in the city of Milwaukee if MPS does not extend the lease and reauthorize the charter for Carmen Northwest. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube for the story.
Milwaukee School believe they're about to get kicked out of their building with students and staff left scrambling for a new home.
AJ Biapour breaks down the latest chapter in a dispute between MPS and Carmen Charter Schools, which is leasing buildings from the district.
Leaders at Carmen Charter Schools believe their rhythm of learning is about to get thrown off by Milwaukee Public Schools. Carmen is a public charter licensed by MPS, and the school is currently leasing its northwest side location from the district. Thursday night, an MPS board committee decided against renewing Carmen's lease, instead forwarding the decision to the entire school board. Carmen officials say the writing is on the wall.
There was not going to be enough votes to get to five at the full board. And then that would mean that the board would vote no on our renewal, which effectively closes this school.
Carmen CEO Aaron Lippman says that would send 550 students and 60 staff members scrambling for new homes next year. Many of those individuals sought to display their dedication at the meeting.
Many nights I have cried in the shower as I reflect on my long day. Not because I hate my job, but from weeping and frustration of wanting this knowledge sooner.
MPS Board President Missy Zomber said she was unavailable for comment Friday, but at the meeting said Carmen's classroom outcomes have not been good enough.
We can't ignore the ongoing academic concerns. Year after year, the data shows that Carmen Northwest continues to have substantial room for improvement in academic proficiency.
Newly released state report cards show Carmen Northwest has worse reading and math scores than the MPS overall average.
We admit that we have plenty of work to do better by our kids, and we are better than nearly half of the schools in the city, and we are better than nearly any school in a 3-mile radius serving predominantly black students.
While the MPS board is currently discussing the future of Carmen's Northwest Side campus, leaders here question whether there's a broader issue between the district and Carmen. About a year and a half ago, the MPS board moved to end a pair of leases Carmen had where it shared space with two MPS schools on the south side, including here at Pulaski High.
But here's the thing. Carmen had already begun seeking a site to build a new school before MPS voted to end the co-locations.
When we decided to leave the district, it was because the indication was the district didn't want us.
While Carmen is building a new south side location, Lippman says there's nowhere for the northwest side school to go.
What else can we eliminate?
A strained relationship with students caught in the middle. On Milwaukee's Northwest Side, AJ Biapour, CBS 15.
And so the reason why I think it's so important is because, again, if you even hear the back and forth, you can see there's a lot of disdain, distrust, but then also just an issue between Carmen and MPS. And I think MPS is just bad because Carmen system is deciding to have their Southside school leave the MPS building, which they were leasing, which was revenue for rent for Milwaukee Public Schools. Now, when I think about this, this is simply just retribution for that. I don't know that to be fact, but it seems to me that it just seems like a little retribution, even from the school board president's statement that made clear that she said Carmen had decided to build a new school before MPS made a decision on not renewing the lease or reauthorizing on the south side. Adults not putting kids first is what we are seeing. They can talk about test scores being low, and that is something that is very important. Important to address those test scores. But to me, I think the issue is much bigger than that. Education is a business. We understand that. Every kid gets, you know, every per pupil that kids get help fund the schools. And I know a lot of people talk about, oh, we got more funding per kid, and that means we could, you know, better educate the student, which I do not doubt that. But I understand that could make you help for you to invest in better schools, which helps the students and potentially better teachers as well for the students. It's a business model and more salary for people. It's a business model. And I just think MPS is mad because the schools on the south side are not only building a new school to be open next fall, a beautiful new building, they're also seeking to be chartered by UW-Milwaukee. So I'm sure MPS is saying, wait a minute. Y'all sitting here letting these south side schools leave our building and then also seeking to get chartered by UW-Milwaukee. And y'all just want to leave us with the one school or Northwest? Nah. Either y'all all stay or y'all all go. So that's why I think they're trying to kick out Carmen Northwest, even though Carmen Northwest, based off their scores of a scoring system that MPS has in place to decide whether or not charter schools get authorized for a 5-year extension or a 3-year extension or go to a full review, they scored a 76, which is 4 points lower than what you need to get to a 5-year extension. So based off of that, they should be getting recommended for a 3-year contract. And so, again, I just have an issue with this because I'm not saying Carmen School is perfect. But what I'm saying is it just seems like this isn't about the performance of the students. It seems more about the fact that they're upset about something and now they're making these kids pay. 833-212-1017. Nikki in Milwaukee, I'm going to take you on the other side because I do see the time. But you said there's issues going on with Carmen schools, and I want to hear about the issues going on with Carmen schools because there will be a vote tomorrow with the school board on whether or not they will reauthorize the charter for Carmen Northwest School, which will determine whether or not 550 students at that Carmen Northwest campus and 60 teachers at that school will actually have jobs next year in the same building. So this is an important conversation we need to have because this could negatively impact your family. This could negatively impact our community. But 833-212-1017, we come back. Nikki's going to join us, and she's going to share some information about what she thinks is or what she believes she knows that is going on with Carmen Schools. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll have more on the other side.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
The perfect Packer game starts in Titletown at the American Family Insurance House. Before each home game, grab exclusive Packers giveaways, listen to live music, and hang out with other fans. Plus, you can try your hand at setting the high score in the Protect the End Zone game, which is their interactive game that puts your football skills to the test. Make your next trip to Lambeau unforgettable only at the American Family Insurance House in Titletown. Visit amfam.com today to find a agent near you or get an instant quote online. That's amfam.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Visit amfam.com today. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. And just having a conversation talking about the controversy about Carmen Schools, which has three schools that they have around, or I guess it might be a network of five different schools. I think they might be in three buildings. But their high schools, or their schools are moving on the south side to a brand new building, and they're leaving their Carmen Northwest School to stay on the northwest side of town, which makes sense. And right now during this year, they are a charter school, public charter schools that are authorized through MPS. And starting next year, the schools on the south side will be moving to a brand new building and will be authorized by the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, while leaving Carmen Northwest to still be authorized by MPS. So they hope so. MPS will be voting tomorrow whether or not they want to reauthorize Carmen Northwest School. And I think the reason why they're threatening to not reauthorize MPS has to do with the fact that they're upset that Carmen's leaving their south side schools. So 833-212-1017, Nikki in Milwaukee. You said you have some insight with some issues going on with Carmen schools.
No, hi, Kyle. Thank you so much for accepting my call. No, I want to get to the conversation as a community member. So a full disclaimer just came across as that. But I actually operated a non-instrumentality charter school underneath MPS many years ago.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, I actually saw the school board a meeting, and I watched it on TV, and it's so sad what's happening with Carmen School. And I think you hit the head as it relates to, like you said, petty adults are getting away in the way of students' education, because if you want to close down Carmen, what other alternative do those parents have in that area, right? So what do you have, Obama? And this is not
Nikki, can you give us a call back? Your phone's breaking up, but I think you hit on something that I think is so important. Is that these kids don't have an alternative. And I mean, they have alternatives, but do they have a good alternative? And to be quite honest, I don't want to just blame Milwaukee Public Schools for all of this, because I think both have a lot to do with this. Because when I think about where we place blame, I think it gets placed at adults on both sides. Because if I am running a network of schools and I've been under one umbrella under MPS for years, right? I have my school buildings inside MPS. And then I decide, you know what? Two of our schools, we're going to move to a brand new building, and we're going to leave MPS with two of our schools, but we're going to leave this one here. MPS may say, well, what the hell y'all doing? Why are y'all, wait, y'all leaving? And then y'all just going to keep this one school? We want all y'all. We don't have all y'all. We just going to get rid of all y'all. And so I guess my issue is with Carmen schools, y'all need to make sure y'all treating the kids on the Northwest side the same way y'all treating the kids on the south side. Because how is it that y'all building a brand new $55 million facility on the south side, but y'all haven't thought about a potential plan for what you want to do with the kids on the northwest side? $55 million brand new facility that they're building for the kids on the south side. So my level of confusion just comes from, why did Carmen not consider building maybe a new northwest side campus? Why is Carmen only getting the Southside school authorized by UWM and not getting the Northwest side authorized by UWM? Why are the test scores for the Northwest side lower than the kids on the South side? So we can get mad at MPS, which we should be disappointed in MPS with this, because I think MPS is being very petty. But I do not, you know, exonerating Carmen schools from this. But I do want to know, why is Carmen not making sure that the kids on the Northwest side have an opportunity to still succeed? They should have known that there was a possibility that MPS could say, nah, we not gonna reauthorize y'all. What is your contingency plan? Because if they lose the contract, then what are they gonna do with these kids? Y'all can talk about, well, oh, MPS, y'all take away the contract, what's gonna happen with these kids? No. If MPS takes away the authorization and the kids don't have a school home, y'all just built a $55 million school. Is there room for these kids to be in that school? What is your alternative plan? Do you maybe have to get an agreement for busing? Because right now they don't have busing. But do y'all maybe need to get an agreement for busing to bus those kids from the Northwest side to the South side? Again, you cannot tell me for a second that this all came out the blue and this all came out of left field. Lippy, whoever he was, the gentleman who was in charge, the CEO and president of Carmen Schools, I promise you, he understood that this was a calculated risk when they decided to build that new school and abandon the buildings that MPS owns, and cutting their lease with MPS and going to get reauthorized by UWM. They understood it was a calculated risk. They understood that there could have been a chance that MPS was going to say, well, we don't want to reauthorize this other Carmen school. And now they're coming to the media trying to paint the narrative that MPS is the big bad school. At the end of the day, Carmen schools and MPS are failing our kids. That's what that comes down to me. Because if they really cared about the kids, they really would get behind closed doors and get everything figured out of what they need to do. But where I stand on this overall, I think MPS needs to make sure they reauthorize this school, simply because I think our kids deserve a better chance. And that was something that annoyed me a little bit, is that there were some school board members, Chris Fons and Kate Vina, I believe that was her name. I got to be able to find it. And I guess for me, I love everybody. You would say that, right? I love everybody. Everybody equally annoys me. So I don't dislike anybody for anything. But I want to address Chris Fons and Kate Vinoy, who, you know, I'm sure they're great people. But one thing I have an issue with is that when it comes to folks who are white, and Chris looks white, I'm assuming he's white. Kate for sure looks white. And when it comes to certain people, right, I'm always hesitant to put educational outcomes in their hands. Not saying that white folks don't care about the outcome for black students, because they do. But sometimes their care and their desire and want is misguided by what they assume are the issues. And sometimes I think they set the expectations entirely too low for our students. And one of the things that Chris Fon said about charter schools is that he's adamantly against all public charter schools. Fons went as far to say he would vote no on all independently run charter schools for as long as he was on a school board. So like a school like Milwaukee College Prep that does very well and has a great outcome, he would vote no on that because it's a public charter school. The Carmen, you know, South schools that are doing very well, that, you know, these schools that have these 90%+ graduation rate and kids going to college, he would vote no on them, despite the fact that these kids are getting better educational outcomes at some of these schools. It didn't matter to him. And so what we have to move away from at some point, we got to stop allowing these folks who want to feel good for supporting public schools and supporting black kids, who don't think that our black kids deserve better. They think that our black kids just deserve what they get. They don't think our black kids should have options for better learning environments. And I am a proponent of public schools. I am. But it bothers me when I hear white people like Chris Fons and Kate Vinoy, who are anti-public charter schools, despite some of the successes that these charter schools have. And at the end of the day, when I look at Carmen Northwest, yes, Carmen Northwest, you look at the test scores, you look at all the scores, they're not achieving what they need to achieve. That there is no ifs, ands, or buts around that. Carmen Northwest is, you know, they're not a Reagan, they're not a King, they're not performing at that level. But what I like about Carmen Northwest is that they offer a healthy alternative for our kids. How many times in the last decade have you heard about fights breaking out at Carmen Northwest? I think I heard one time. Police being called. You can look it up. Those kids apply to go to that school. Those kids wear those uniforms, and those kids have a culture. Something that so many MPS kids are missing. So what you're looking to do is, during these kids who are about to go into their senior year of high school, you're going to snatch them out their school building that they've potentially been in since they was a sixth grader, all because adults can't come together and figure something out that is best for kids. That y'all want to be petty. So I think it's just very unfortunate that we're at this point where it looks like, more than likely, MPS will be voting tomorrow, the school board will be voting tomorrow to close Carmen schools because people are petty and salty and leaving these kids on the Northwest side with no school home. It's a shame. But 833-212-1017, before we go to break, Truth Nation, there is something y'all got to know.
One call, that's all.
One call, that's all. That's right, Rhea. Come on now. I know what I'm doing now. Come on now. You know I'm a pro at doing this now. One call, that's all, is right. Right now is your chance to get entered to win $5,000. Be caller number, because you did that, caller number eight. Caller number eight at 833-212-1017 for your chance to be entered to win $5,000. Yes, $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices and the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Be calling number eight right now at 833-212-1017 for your chance to be entered to win $5,000. And always remember, if you or a loved one was ever injured in an accident, make sure you contact Gruber Law Offices today. And what I love about them is you never pay a single penny, not a single cent, until they win your case. So get with the winning team and law firm at Gruber Law Offices by visiting them at gruber-law.com. Again, it is caller number eight for your chance to be entered to win $5,000 at 833-212-1017. We'll wrap up the show on the other side.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
It is College Month on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We want to help your young scholar get those free scholarship dollars. All month long, we will be highlighting local universities who offer full tuition scholarships and local organizations who help students find thousands of dollars in scholarships each year. So be sure to tune into The Truth all month long so you do not miss this important information on how your student can go to college and be debt-free. College Scholarship Month on The Truth is sponsored by Marquette University, Be the Difference, and Educators Credit Union, Achieving More Together. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, and we're having a conversation talking about a huge vote that is taking place tomorrow when it comes to Karman schools and the fate of what 500 students for 500 students. What I will say is this. If Karman does have an opportunity to stay authorized by MPS, make sure y'all do better by these kids on the south side. I'm excuse me, on the northwest side. That's what I'll say to y'all. Make sure that these black kids' test scores are matching the kids on the south side. Make sure the black kids are excelling better in the classroom than what they can go to for MPS options. Make sure y'all do better. Stop. Don't make excuses for why you can't do better. Just do better. And the last thing I did want to talk about is when we started the show, and I didn't realize that would take off because that wasn't the point. We still got people in here commenting about if a man or a woman should make a woman should be making a sandwich for a man.
Mm-hmm.
And DVJ, shout out to David, said, my girlfriend and I both cook, and that's the same for all the other house duties couples share. It's easier that way than regulating tasks for each of us. We're different, though. I believe in that, but I joked to my girl. I said, our neighbors don't know who the hell you are. She a housewife. She in the house. I do all the outside work. I was in the gutters taking the leaves out. She did help me string the lights on the backside.
You guys
of the
did
house.
Christmas lights?
Oh, it was warm on Saturday. Well, I made the mistake last year waiting.
I never pegged you as a person that decorated for like Christmas.
Really?
Or like well,
no, the lights don't turn on.
What?
I don't plug in the lights in yet. I just wanted to make sure the lights were.
But you hung lights like on your roof and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. I never.
Why would I not?
They just don't seem like the person.
What do I seem like, a Grinch?
I
love Christmas. I really do. Big fan of Christmas. But we did have a poll as well, Truth Nation. Go to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure y'all finish voting in this poll. What were the results at for this poll?
It was like 60, I just ended it. It was like 63 yes and then like 43 no, something like that.
63 plus 43 don't equal.
I know. It'll pop back up.
That would be 63-37. You know... My final advice for you, Rhea, is if you do want to get married one day or find a man that, you know, for a stable, good man, because I'm going to tell you this right now. You're still young, but you don't take me as the type that want a younger man, because younger men are immature and have a lot of growth.
What, are the older ones any better?
Well, if you want an older man going to have some expectations.
And this man can't cook?
No, I'm not saying he can't cook, and I'm saying he should cook for you too, but you shouldn't push back on cooking for him. Sometimes we brothers like, you know, you just to do some without asking.
I'll make him spaghetti when the time's right.
Okay. Oh, well, call Josh. He down in Kenosha. This has been Truth to Power with Kyle Walls on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Make sure y'all go back and listen to all your favorite Truth shows. Download the 101.7 The Truth app. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Tomorrow we're going to talk about them Epstein files. Pedophiles, pedophiles, pedophiles everywhere. We're going to talk about these disgusting folks. The Tory Lowe Show is up next for Wonderful. Peace out, Truth Nation. Love y'all. I will see y'all tomorrow. Can you drive that monkey soul?